Amusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More Zambians call for mutual respect in ECL Barrio. Opposition leadership movement advises to simplify tile deed acquisition process. In international news, Senegal's ex-president Macky Sall urges peace and diplomacy at UN audition. And finally, in sports news, under 17 Copa Princess' composure against Uganda in its crotch.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Sowilanje Mulenga. Many Zambians are calling for an end to the political disputes delaying the burial of former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, who passed away on June 6, 2025 in South Africa. Participating on Voice of the People, the callers appealed for calm and respectful dialogue between the government and the Lungu family to ensure a dignified burial. Some appealed to the family to permit government involvement, while others urged President Hakainde Hichilema to find common ground with the family. Currently, Mr. Lungu's body remains in a South African state facility as investigations into his cause of death continue. The matter is also involved in court proceedings, with both parties having obtained separate orders regarding the handling of his remains. Meanwhile, yesterday, Zambian government removed the remains of ECLs from two mountains, and a legal battle between the parties has continued. ECL family spokesperson Makebe Zulu disclosed that South Africa's highest court had intervened to halt any immediate movement of President Lungu's remains. Mr. Zulu confirmed the development, stating that the court had granted a stay and directed both governments to reverse any actions already taken. In another development, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has guided on the coverage of matters surrounding the late former Republican president. While the authority acknowledges that matters relating to the late former president are of high public interest, broadcasters are urged to exercise caution and responsibility in their coverage to avoid causing further distress to the bereaved family and unnecessary public anxiety. In a statement, IBA Director General Webster Malido said broadcasters are also advised to rely on credible and official sources, including authorized spokespersons, stating that this is critical to safeguarding information integrity and maintaining public trust in the media. Mr. Malido explained that dissemination of unverified information not only undermines the credibility of broadcasting houses, but also compromises the integrity of public information and the right of guidance to accurate and balanced reporting. This guidance is issued in line with Section 5 of the Independent Broadcasting Authority Act of 2002, which mandates the promotion of professional and ethical broadcasting standards. In a separate development, Leadership Movement President Richard Silumbe has urged the government to simplify the process of acquiring title deeds. In an interview, Dr. Silumbe highlighted the challenges citizens face when attempting to obtain legal ownership of their land, pointing out that many landowners struggle with complex paperwork despite already owning the land. Dr. Silumbe emphasized that streamlining the issuance of title deeds would significantly help farmers gain access to essential resources such as fertilizer and support through the Farmer Input Support Program, FIS. He called on the government to make the process more straightforward, ensuring that every landowner can secure the proper documentation to support their development. In another development, Livingstone's Maramba constituency aspiring Member of Parliament Evans Fenete says there is urgent need to lobby government for a mini hospital in Maramba to improve access to health services. Mr. Fenete says residents currently travel long distances to access medical care, which affects timely treatment, adding that infrastructure challenges, especially bridges, also need attention. He cited the Maramba crossing, where people often wait for hours when the water levels rise. He noted that about 5 bridges, including Mulala Bridge, require construction and or rehabilitation. Mr. Fenete urged voters in Livingstone to support leaders who understand local challenges and can work with government to deliver development through Constituency Development Fund resources. In international news, Senegal's former president, Macky Sall, urged peace and diplomacy during his audition to take over as United Nations Secretary General. Mark Saul, one of the candidates for the top UN job, spoke to reporters after an informal dialogue on Wednesday. Saul was endorsed by Burundi, but neither Senegal nor the African Union is backing his candidacy. When answering a question about tensions involving the United States, Israel and Iran, Saul called for continued diplomacy and support for mediation efforts led by Pakistan. He urged all parties to maintain a ceasefire and work towards a lasting agreement. Still in international news, Pope Leo XIV told inmates at one of the 19th, told one of the inmates at one of Equatorial Guinea's notorious prisons that they are not alone, as he drew attention Wednesday to prison conditions. Human rights abuses and injustices that campaigners have denounced for years here. Leo visits the prison in the Central African port city of Bata, followed in the tradition of Pope Francis, who frequently met with inmates on his foreign visits to give them a message of hope. But Leo's stop at the end